So you did this album. What's been the reception? What have people been saying?
I mean, for us, the biggest reception or the most impactful was KEXP, the radio station here, because that's really a worldwide radio station. It's amazing. I mean, I have friends who introduce me to Seattle music all the time, KEXP, but they're in Scotland. I'm in Seattle, and they're telling me, like, about Seattle artists I should check out. So, I mean, it's really a cool worldwide station and does amazing things for independent artists or budding artists or whatever else that they like. And so for us to have made it onto their radar before we even had a record, actually, someone from the station saw us at a show and asked me for the record and said, you know, we might be able to get it on air or something. And I said, oh, I don't have a record, we're working on it. And we finally got it done, and I sent it to him, and they spun it. And not only did they spin it, but they spun it a lot, and they spun like maybe 8 of the 11 tracks or something. I mean, the whole, like, a big chunk of the record got play. And, you know, we got ran up their local and folk charts, and just had a great time with the reception on the radio station, and it's helped us sell worldwide. And it's been really that's been the most impactful thing, I think, for our experience. If there's one sort of one turning point in the reception of the record. And then as far as, like, our fans have been amazing, and people, you know, telling me all the time that they're listening to it, and, you know, or that when it's come up on the radio, I get texts from people all the time. And so that's been cool. I mean, we were really getting asked to make the record, which, not to sound arrogant about it, but we have a really awesome, small, but wonderful fan base that we were, you know, we were playing songs out and just playing a lot. And they were like, hey, when are you going to make a record? So we kind of, it got to the point where we were playing enough shows and really needed to get into the studio and do it. So that was nice, because when you build it that way, you know when it comes out, or you have a feeling that when it comes out that people are going to want to get it. So those have been really nice, you know, really encouraging sort of outcomes. And the KEXP thing is, it gives us the ability to book bigger shows, you know, because people have heard us on the radio, and also as people go to KEXP to see who's who and who's doing what in Seattle musically, and they find bands that way, venues find bands that way, and the cities find bands that way for their summer concert series. And so regionally, we've been able to do a lot of stuff where people have come to us. So having that record has been, really a great, a great blessing, I guess. I don't know if that answers what you were after.
Oh, it does. It definitely does. Yeah. What are your aspirations? Are you hoping to, keep this band together, go national, go big fame, or?
I mean, I don't. I mean, definitely continue on with the band. I'm always a lot of the process has been a mystery, the way we've done it, the way that we've achieved the steps that we've achieved have been some of them quick, some of them, you know, painfully slow, but none of it has been by the book, you know, none of it has been by the, there is no book on how a band makes it, you know. And so except for David Byrne does have that new book, How Music Works. I actually have it sitting here, so I'm reading that in the hopes that that will have the answers. Yeah. But we'll see how it goes. I want to tour this band for sure. I don't know that we're not at a point in any of our personal lives or where it makes sense financially or otherwise to just, like, go on the road for a bunch of months. Like, we have a lot more building to do. We need to get out on the road in little tidbits. I'd like to get to Europe, because we're selling CDs in Europe, and I think that we would be well received there. And so there's a lot of, you know, we're we're slowly building our thing. We're playing bigger and better shows, and the small stuff we're doing is more important and more impactful and more meaningful. And so, you know, got to keep creating. And I think we need to record again real soon, and that's, you know, in the plans, in the works. And there's just a lot of I like to focus it on the creativity, you know. I mean, there is the business to care for, but I'm not really worried about fame. I mean, fame and fortune can't come without the product, without the creativity. So I try to focus it back to the creativity, because I can get pretty distracted in the administrative stuff, you know. But right now we're really excited. We're working towards some videos and you know, it's like there's projects that are either on the table in the design process or in the production process that I'm just really excited about digging into. And I know that those things are just part of the next step and the next, you know, move and moving us forward or upward or whatever example or descriptive you want to use. Yeah.
I love the video for, what is it, Mama? I love that video.
Oh, yeah, the little takeaway. Yeah, our friend, you know, I have to mention in every interview, really, but certainly now, like, Toss Fackenthal, who does those videos, the Ballard Sessions,
mm-hmm.
he was such a big part of getting us out there in the beginning before we had a record, because we did a Ballard session early on. We went down to do the open mic in Ballard, and that's where they began. He was doing them outside of those open mics. You know, he'd just grab a musician or a band and say, hey, let's go down the street and do one of these. And I think I had met him once, or maybe hadn't even met him yet, but Justin, who was in the band at the time, had met him, and he said, hey, let's see if Toss will do this thing. And we asked him, and he was like, yeah, let's do it, you know. And it was one of the early ones. I don't remember. Maybe one of the first 10, or certainly in the teens. I think he's now in the 40s or maybe 50s or something for how many videos he's done. But it was really, really cool. I mean, that was a way for people to see what we were in a really authentic, intimate way. So those are great. It was really fun to get. It almost felt like a reunion to get together and do, you know, release a new song that way with him, which was really. He's a great friend and a really creative dude, and we've kind of all come up through the scene a little bit together to where we're at and continue to collaborate, which is really fun. I love that about the music scene here. Yeah, and all the Ballard session stuff is really fun. I think we've got probably 5 or 6 videos with him. If you just go to the Ballard sessions, you could find us in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. That's been really, really a cool thing. And we're, so we've got new music out this summer. So that's fun, too, for the live shows. We've got 3 new songs that are out and hitting the stages.
So the new music that you're putting out now, will that continue to come from this these conversations with your grandfather, or are they various topics?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's some branching out. I don't know, you know, what the next record looks like as far as its continuity of narrative. We get asked that a lot. Like how someone asked me in kind of a worried way, like, how are you going to keep this up? And I'm not really worried. It's like I don't feel like we need to necessarily. You know, I'm not promising anything in any direction, but I feel like the narrative is there. It's who we are. It's where we come from. We have those songs. I'm not sure what the general narrative looks like. You know, one of the new songs that we've got out was a co-write with a friend of mine, and it's not in particularly about my grandfather, but it's not unrelatable to the narrative, and it kind of fits the time period too. The image we had in mind, kind of this like. You know, 1940s kind of thing. And then there's one other one that's kind of this mystery, quirky love tune that is different than anything I've written before. And then the third one in the lineup, well, Mama, I'm not really sure yet where that even comes from. I mean, a lot of times, like, I will write songs and I haven't yet figured out what they're about, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They kind of come to me and the poetry seems right, and I work the poetry and I work. It's not like I don't edit it. I work hard at you know, making sure I've put everything where I want it. But then there's some feeling that that song is my grandfather, like the character of my grandfather singing to his mother as he's headed off to war, you know, kind of saying like, it's going to be okay. That's not like where I set out to write it. Actually, the chorus came, the mama chorus came from me sitting in the living room playing through these changes on the banjo and just kind of like working through some ideas and had a melody. And then my son, who's two, was like, mama, you know, like saw my wife driving up the driveway. And so then I just started singing that to him, and we were kind of being playful. And then it, you know, later that day I was like, whoa, this actually kind of works. And so, yeah, so my son wrote that one, so I guess I'll have to pay him royalties on that, but go in the college fund. But,
Go ahead.
So sometimes they kind of shape into what they're about later, so, and that can be true of an entire record, I think, you know. If I understand what you're asking, there's that difference in that the St. Paul album has less demonizing of the enemy, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
In comparison to, yeah, and I think that is my, I think that's twofold. I think that there's some, it's not really political, but like socio-political drive on the One Door Open album I had, especially with like a song like Checkpoint. That was really driven by a frustration that I'd seen and stories I'd heard on my trip to the Middle East, in particular in Palestine, in the West Bank. And so, I mean, I'm weary of, I'll say now, I've kind of grown into what I would consider a maturity, but maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe some would say I've softened, but I don't want to be like angry or political, and especially not in my art. I just don't want to do it. Like I really want to feel like uplifted and inspired about stuff, even in the dark stuff, even in a song like Way Down, which is just like, you know, four people screaming, you bring me way down. But in the chorus, but that to me is about like personal struggle with, you know, with emotion rather than like, you did this and it makes me angry. It's more about it's hard to explain. That Way Down's a bad example because that's saying you bring me way down. But yeah. I feel like for the most part, you know, it's like War Love is a good example where, yeah, that's a war story. And there's the line about, you know, basically everyone's telling me that this is the enemy, but all I can see is the smile, and that's the idea. I mean, there's a romance in that song. There's kind of like this little love story within that, but it's still, to me, that's the bigger picture, is like war is kind of a lie, right? And so I don't want to sing about war as like this person's doing bad and we're the good guys, and or, you know, or someone has wronged someone else. It's really like the war is the lie, and the people involved are just people, and they can love each other if they weren't fed this lie. So, yeah, I guess I've definitely, I don't see a clear-cut black and white picture the way I would have, you know, 5 years ago or whatever with the last record.
Yeah. That's well said, actually. That's very well said. Well put. I like that. Yeah, expression. I don't want to be angry or political, especially in my art. I like that.
Yeah, and it, you know, we've made a choice, a conscious choice as the band, not to politicize the band. It's not to say we don't, you know, in particular as individuals and as a group, stand behind certain causes and certain rights, and you know, it's like we have things that we're passionate about, but we don't want to bring them on the stage, because I'm not about divisiveness. Like, I want to unite on the stage. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds really oversimplified and rah rah rah, fist in the air, but like, I do. I want to unite people in music, and as soon as you like, you know, bring in any, I don't know, take any, if I was to get on stage and talk about, you know, the guns issues, gun control or something, it's just, you know, that it's going to get people's emotions distracted from what's at hand, which is actually the creativity and the entertainment and the positivity that we want to bring. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, editorializing that was not really supposed to do in an interview, but you know, like a song like Think, for example, really makes people think in a way that you can't really do if you've polarized. So you know, you have a potential if you're not. It's a tricky balance, but yeah, it's interesting.
It is, and that was an interesting Saints in particular was. You know, that was kind of the first sort of like, this is the story, he's going into battle song. And World War II is a funny war because we have this, it's really polarized in good versus evil, right? In our history books and how we think about it. It's like, that was the war that was like, well, that was the war worth fighting, you know? And if we were back in that time, I'm sure, you know, I know for a fact there were people who didn't think that was a war worth fighting, or that we didn't do it correctly, or whatever else, or that who were the true enemies, and who is this and that. It was as complex as any war, but we, over the years, as it gets further and further away, we've polarized it. But at the same time, there's kind of this old school, less technical, and less high-tech kind of nature to it, right? This sepia tone that also allows us to see it as like, to see the people on the ground as not all being soldiers, you know, like not all Italians were like, we know that not all Italians were against the French, you know, like in fact, probably the majority of them weren't, but there was like, army was different than people in villages. And it's like, you didn't have this big, huge divide of countries the way it looks in a history book. So it's interesting. It's like at the same time really easy and also kind of difficult to separate that polarization from World War II, because it is romanticized, which can help us kind of lean either way, right? Either into this sort of making up the story in our head of what it was, or actually knowing how, you know, those process of good and evil were working at the time. I find it an ongoing journey. It's really cool. And especially talking with my grandfather about it, because he was there, you know, and he doesn't hate Germans and he doesn't hate Italians. You know, he's able to separate that out from that time, you know. He talks about it as a very, like, time-specific conflict.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how old
I could motor on forever.
What's his age?
She, if my basic math skills serve me, I think he turned 80.
Oh, you did?
Well, no, he was born in 24, right? So he's 88. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. 88. Yeah, something like that.
Well, he'll be, or 87, right? He'll be 88 in on an even year. Yeah, I think so. Anyway. I can't do that kind of math right now.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, he was born in November of 1924. I think that's right, yeah.
Well, you're running out of time, so I just have one more question for you, if that's all right. And that's, I wanted to ask you about the song Mine and your the chorus in French, and, you know, your choice to do that in French. And you know, your thoughts on that? Why you did that? You know, it's an interesting chorus because he's, you know, you won't rob me of my song. Why you chose to leave the chorus in French and the rest of the song in English?
Yeah, well, I was writing this song on piano. I wrote this song on piano.
Mm-hmm.
In my living room, and I've got this cool old upright piano that gives me songs from time to time. And I was kind of plunking away at it, and it just kind of had this like vaudeville-y feel to it, which it kind of does still, but it was kind of to the extreme the way I was doing it in the beginning. And someone had said at some point that, you know, wouldn't it be cool to have like a chorus or something in French? Like, yeah, that would be kind of cool, you know, because we've got the French, not specific to that song, but as I sort of started to work through the melody, I had verses and had the melody of the chorus, and it seemed like, I don't know, you know, it's hard to think back on the songwriting process because sometimes it comes so quickly and then it's gone, and if I haven't taken a note about how it happens, then I kind of forget. But I do know that it just seemed like a plausible thing, like it might work, you know? So I was like, it might work. So I sat down I called my grandfather and I said, hey, this is kind of the thing I want to say, but it doesn't fit in English. And I don't want to fit it in English because I want to make it like work in French, you know, rhyme in French and whatever else. And so, so I kind of told him generally what I wanted to say, and he helped me work through all of it and the phrasing and my pronunciation. It's really, I mean, French is hard pronounce anyway, and I don't speak French fluently at all. Like, I can speak a very little bit, and I can understand a little bit more than that, but still not much. And so I had him walking me through it, and I can speak the little bit of French I know with a reasonably decent accent, but singing with an accent is crazy hard. So anyway, I digress, but it's hard. So the pronunciation is still a work in progress. And when I listen to the record, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, it's so bad. The pronunciation is just so off. But it is what it is. I mean, we're Americans singing a French line. And so, you know, at least we're honest about it. But I think there's, it just made sense to have that line. It's a really, really intimate and personal line to me. It's kind of the entire crux of the album. It's the entire... It's kind of also for me, like the undertone of my grandfather's entire story, because he told me this very early on, that about how music was banned and dancing was banned during the occupation. So no one could play music, listen to music. I mean, this sounds like the Taliban, right? Mm-hmm. No one could play music, listen to music. No one could dance. No one could, you know, gather in crowds larger than a certain amount for over a certain amount of time, and not after dark or curfew or whatever. And, you know, all these things that happen in an occupation. So they would sneak away and to the countryside. That's where that bridge line comes in, you know. We'd ride our bikes to the countryside. And somebody would have a guitar, or sometimes just a violin, or just an accordion, or sometimes there'd be a band, and they'd have these dance parties. And to me, that was like, that was the revolution, right? That was the resistance. Was like, as a musician, I would have a really hard time not completely falling in love with that idea. That's how they fought, was to make music when it wasn't allowed. Like, I just find that incredibly beautiful and romantic. And so to me, that was what stuck with me as the whole sort of central narrative of the story. It was like, you cannot take our song away. So it made sense to me that would be sung in French, you know. And it seems to transfer, you know, like people seem to get it, even if they don't speak French. That's been really fascinating. Like, people get the theme of the song. They understand what's happening, even if they don't understand the language of the chorus, which is kind of really cool and moving in its own way.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I mean, I love that song.
Yeah. Thanks. It's been a fun one, and it keeps getting better. Live, you know, it's been really cool to kind of extend out the little mandolin and guitar duet thing, and add drums and bass have been really cool. So, yeah, it's really fun.
Well, my last question, any plans to play back east around here where we
I wish. I hope. I mean, yes, there are plans. I don't know how soon. I was just talking with a friend about the realities of touring and kind of thinking like, man, it might be worth spending the money to get on a plane and fly to everybody to the East Coast and spend a week or two on the East Coast because the impact you can, you know, it's like touring the East Coast is basically like in a week you can do what you can do maybe in 2 weeks or a month on the West Coast. We're just so spread out here as far as cities. You know, you have so many major cities packed together on the Eastern Seaboard there. So, yes, it's in high consideration. And just not quite sure yet when that becomes a reality, you know, where we're going to start out. And but it's I love it back east. Where are you exactly?
I'm in Boston.
Okay, yes.
But I'm at I work at in the libraries at MIT. So.
Oh, cool. I love Boston. My wife spent many summers in Boston, and I worked up in Maine when we were in school. We spent the summers on the East Coast, and I worked up in Harrison, Maine, outside of Portland.
Oh, wow.
And I would finish my summer kind of earlier and cruise down to Boston and hang out for a couple weeks with her. And I love that city.
Nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice. Well, if you do get out this way and there's anything I can do, you know, whether it's traipsing around and hanging posters or whatever, I'm happy to do it. So let me know. But
That's you know, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, contact the media, whatever I can do. I'm happy to find them. Try and get people out, but you know, I hope you will make it out here soon. I used to get out that way much more often in my old job. I used to work with this big network of liberal arts colleges that were all over a handful of them on those. Don't do that anymore, so I'm pretty much here now. And
cool.
So now it's pretty much just vacation if I get out there.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, if you do get out this way, let me know. I will get this up as soon as I can. I'll send you a link. And
cool.
Yeah. This was a really interesting interview, and it's an interesting project. So good luck with it, and thanks for your time. Oh, if you have
thank you.
If you have an image or something I can use to post with it, if you could send me that,
yes,
that'd be great. Or if there's one online, you can point me to whatever is easiest.
I will send you something. I will actually do that right now. I'll find an image. Is it just going to be for the web?
Yeah, just for
you
the web.
Need like
a, to
you don't need a high res or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I will find you something. Cool.
All right.
I'll do that right now.
Thanks
Alrighty.
A lot. Take care.
Well, great. Thank you. Yeah. See ya.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.